We are on agenda item number 6.
Correct.
Okay. The committee wants to introduce themselves, starting with the Youth and Governance.
Felix is one of the Youth and Governance.
John Poole, County Supervisor, District 20.
I'm Erin Decker, County Board Supervisor, District 22, and I'm also the chair of this committee.
Andy Buehler with Coach County Planning and Development.
Jill Gilmore, Supervisor for the East.
Steve Boucher, Supervisor of District 8, City Council.
April Webb, Planning and Development.
Okay, thank you. I just want to mention that yesterday we did have a work session where we discussed these items, so that way you don't think we are just kind of running this stuff.
Posted for 2 consecutive weeks, and we'll get the dates for that. And then for the comp plan, the 30-day notice was posted for that item.
The dates are on that yellow sheet.
Yes. So the dates we have for publication is January 26th and January 31st of 2017.
Okay. Thank you, Andy. Number 6.
So item 6 is Michael and Linda Gallagher, trustees of Revocable Trust, Comprehensive Plan Amendment 1315 172nd Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182 9431, owner, requests and an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the Comprehensive Plan from farmland protection to farmland protection and suburban density residential on tax parcel number 454-221-1610-100 in the town of Paris. So for this item, the corresponding map for this will be for the rezone and that, but the area is highlighted in yellow of the area that will have the comprehensive plan change with the overall parcel in yellow highlighted. And if the petitioner could please come forward and then just state your name and address and just explain what the whole process is here for you tonight on these two requests.
You can pull it forward and adjust it. That's fine. Yep.
That'll work.
My name is Mike Gallagher, and I live at 1315 172nd Avenue, Paris. And my wife and I would like to build a house on 5 acres that are all behind there. So what we're requesting in order to do that is to have our parcel to be a parcel rezoned.
Okay, can you just state what's going to be happening with the rest of the property?
Yeah. I have a buyer. The rest of the property is going to, the house of 35 acres is going to stay A1 for as long as I know. I do have a buyer. He's one of the local farmers. He's going to buy the property and his sister and brother-in-law move into the house. So we have a buyer. We just want to build on our property on that one section and sell 35 acres.
And then the other aspect is that this is working with the
yes.
temporary policy that
we
Paris.
We worked with the Planning Commission, Paris, the Town Board of Paris, yeah. And they have developed a new process which will allow those people in the area that want to build a home to subdivide the property to meet all the criteria specified.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone in the public to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Okay, from the town?
The town met on this item, town board did, on January 24th, and that item was approved unanimously.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Jill, did you second it?
Yes.
Okay. I have a motion from Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Does the committee have any further questions or comments or anything? Okay, because this is a comprehensive plan amendment, we need to do a roll call vote. So, Felix?
Yes.
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 And the chair votes yes, so the motion passes.
Thank you.
We're going to do number 7 now, which is actually the rezoning, right? Yes, so.
Correct. So for number 7 is Michael and Linda Gallagher, trustees of Revocable Trust, 1315 172nd Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, 9431 owner, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District and R1 Rural Residential District on tax parcel number 454-221-1610-100 in the town of Paris. And with the same map that we were looking at before, the area is highlighted.
Do you have anything more to add or anything?
No.
Okay. Does the committee have any questions? Okay. Is there anyone to speak for this petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town?
The town board met on the same night on January 24th, 2017. The motion was made to approve and that passed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Bostrom. Any questions from the committee? Okay, seeing none, please in governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. You're set. Good luck.
Thanks. I can go home now.
Yes.
You can. Thank you very much. And just so you know, your items will go to the to the county board next week. You are not required to attend, but that'll be the completion of this process.
Okay, so
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So what? 2 weeks.
So what happens?
So these items go before the county board, and then when they are acted on there, they will then be moved on for the county executive signature. So by the end of the month, then these items will be completed. And we'll send you a letter at the completion of that so you know it's finished.
So it'll be another couple of weeks here.
Correct.
Thank you.
Right. And the other aspect too is we do have your CSM and that will be acted upon at the end of this meeting tonight. Okay? All right. So item number 8 is a tabled request, Wisconsin Boy Scouts. Soil Crown, 2745 Skokie Valley Road, Highland Park, Illinois, 60035-1042, owner. Michael Hale, 2745 Skokie Valley Road, Highland Park, Illinois, 60035-1042, agent, requesting to amend a previously approved conditional use permit to allow the construction of additional structures in an existing campground in the PR1 Park Recreational District on tax parcel number 674-120-311-0502. I'll explain the map, and then we'll need to have the item removed from the table. So,
do you want us to remove it now?
Maybe
can
so.
I get a motion and a second to remove it from the table, please?
Motion to remove the item from the table.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Bostrom. No discussion. Felix, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. It is removed from the table.
Okay, so you can see the map on the screen. So the large parcel is the Boy Scout camp, and that is where the conditional use permit is being filed for, and we do have the plans on file here, and I guess I'm going to just pull up the two that show the changes that have occurred. So maybe if you can again state your name and address and then just run through the requests here before the committee tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Push the button. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Joe Bayless. I'm a Boy Scout, but I'm also an architect working on behalf of the Scouts. My address is 818 Church Street in Evanston, Illinois. And with me tonight is Quinn Ryan. Quinn's the program director for the Scouts. I'll answer your questions. So the parcel is 146 acres approximately. It's been in continuous use as a Scout camp since 1957, when the property was donated by the Crown family to the Scouts. It operates as a campground under existing conditional use permit. We need to amend that permit, or are asking to amend that permit to make some additional improvements. There are approximately 28 functioning campsites on the property. It's weekend camping, tent camping only. There are no RVs or trailers that come in. Scout troops, Cub Scout troops, Venture Scouts, which is a co-ed program used to camp. The improvements that exist include the 28 campsites, which are, you would call primitive, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's an open area in fire ring, sometimes a limited shelter. There's a caretaker that lives on the property where you can access when it's kind of a hopeless position. 7 or 8 years ago, a training center was built that's a heated structure that's used for training of boys and adults. Another shelter building and a couple of training structures. In order to kind of augment the program and really attract young Scouts, Cub Scouts enter the program as young as second grade, and they become Boy Scouts. The way to attract the Cub Scout is to get them outside and let them experience camping. But they camp with parents, and we're finding that parents want to be not necessarily in the cold winter months in the tent. So, we were approached by a long-time scouters who promised to donate money if we could improve the property and develop the camp. It would be a heated, year-round camp. We met initially with county staff and learned a little bit about the process and were requested to kind of develop a little more comprehensive look at what we might want to accomplish in the near future, so we're not here a lot. And we was very helpful for us. Strategize as to a little bit of a master plan. That's that are here. The request includes, there are four parts to the request. As many as two cabins. Negotiation of what we arrived at and what we were successful with in town. did the climbing tower and the zip line, an additional, it's 135 feet farther to the east. So we're quite a long distance away from their property line. We moved the cabin to the east so that it's a minimum of 100 feet from the property line, and we agreed to plant a nice landscape buffer between the open air solution along their property. For fire access and emergency access, there's now kind of a real hard kink in a sandy gravel drive. And when the cars make kind of an S-turn, it's in black up on the screen, it's hard to see the cabinals and things. Their lights shine directly back at a neighbor. They kind of come around the curve, and now their headlights are heading back to the west. So the fire department doesn't want to make that sharp turn if, God forbid, they ever need access. We don't want to shine lights on the neighbors. So we're going to straighten out that kink, but we're not going to improve the road as agreed any more so than we would need for the fire department's access. We're not trying to improve that little lane parallel to the property line for travel. We're going to disallow our kids and our moms and dads from driving there. This is a camp, so we have a walking trail. We're not going to use that as a drop-off. It's an emergency access spot in the spot that the staff can do. And we agreed if we do need to improve the road for the fire department, we're going to do it all to the east. We're not going to get closer to the edge road. There's kind of a edge road fence there. So after meeting with staff and the neighbors, we were making these revisions of the landscape plan and the shift of the tower. We were successful in our request with the town, and that brings us here tonight.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions? Supervisor Rosser?
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. When you said the land was donated by the Crown family, were you talking about the Crown family from Illinois?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the name of it. It's named after one of the Crown family members who I think died in the war. War here was so Crown.
No, all I wanted to say was this item actually came up before us at our last meeting, and saw that there were some issues with the neighbors, and I just appreciate that everybody got together and came up with a solution that works well for everybody, and I'll happily support it.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor
Rosser.
Supervisor Gould?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I heard that some neighbors were concerned that people turning in, you know, the signage wasn't that good. Have you got any plans to address that?
We talked about that briefly. Our piece of land that hits the road is narrow. But we're interested in doing anything we can to improve that, and we're willing to work with, I don't know, jurisdictionally who we need to work with. But we don't need advertising signs, people. We're not trying to get more people to drive by and come here, but we think we'd be a better neighbor if people could find us more easily. So we're absolutely interested in working that out, because we do have people that go right down that dark yellow stripe and then turn around and come back. So we'll do what we can on our property, and if maybe at the intersection with the highway, if there was a little, I don't know what the protocol is for requesting that from the highway department, that would be great.
And my understanding is that the request was made already, and I think do you know if it was? I believe it was, but
if not,
then we need to make sure for our Public Works, our Highway Commissioner, to take a look at what are the avenues available to do something with the signage, because both of those would be in the right-of-way, and that's up to his jurisdiction. So we'll need to check that. And do you have any intent on these signs that we see here on improving them on your own property?
We do. We don't have an example, but that is a part of our kind of plan for the camp.
Okay.
We've been doing a better job internally. We're trying to limit cars. Right now, there's just too many people driving on the loop, so we're trying to cut that down and be better with our directional signs, and that will extend out here to the units.
Okay, and just so you know, any sign improvement would require a permit for it, and then the design and the layout, the setbacks, and all those things. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Poole. Any other questions? or comments? Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? From the town, Andy?
The town board met on this item on January 16th. The motion was made and passed unanimously.
Motion to approve.
Motion second. To approve.
Okay, I have a motion to approve from Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Supervisor Gilmore. Are there any other questions? Okay, seeing none. Felix?
Yes.
Okay, and the committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. And your motion passes. Good luck.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You.
And just so you know, your item is finished here. It does not go before the county board. And we have the conditions here for you to sign. And then we'll mail you a set of those. And then I think I'll try to make some contact with the highway commissioner and then try to get the two of you together. All right, thank you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Item number 9 is a tabled request of Badke Holdings, which will remain tabled. And our desire will be to remove this from the agenda. We'll keep it as a tabled item, but we will no longer be printing it and putting it on the agenda, since this looks like this will be a long-term tabling for maybe the remainder of this year. Met last February and approved this, and then this does need to get approval all the way through to the county board, which requires approval at this committee, and we would recommend and ask for approval of this.
I have to ask if there's anyone to speak in favor, right? Okay. is there anyone here to speak in favor of this? Anyone in favor? Anyone to speak against? Anyone against? Okay, seeing none. Need a motion? Second.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Bostrom. Roll call, right? Is this the comp plan?
It's the doc.
Okay, all right. Any comments or questions from any committee members? Okay, seeing none. Felix, how do you vote?
Yes.
And committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 11, Ian.
Approval of minutes.
Oh, mine are up. Why is mine different than yours? Yeah, okay. Well, that's what they're down on, apparently.
Certified surveys are first.
Okay, yours is
fine. Okay, we'll go with certified surveys. We do have one certified survey. This is the Gallagher certified survey, which we have here, going to be on the screen. That is the CSM that would allow for the 5-acre parcel to be subdivided off from the 40, of which the rezone and the comp plan was just approved tonight. And we would recommend approval subject to the conditions.
Do I have a motion to approve subject to the conditions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any questions or comments from the committee? Okay, seeing none. Felix?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 12, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion to approve by Supervisor Poole and a second by Supervisor Gilmore. Any discussion or comments? Seeing none, do the governance?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. 13, citizen comments. Seeing no citizen comments, we will move along. Any other business allowed by law?
I have none to add.
Okay. And Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Gilmore and a second by Supervisor Bastrop. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay.